Wondering out loud. You know, sometimes a good wow really helps to lift my spirit. I imagine that it helps to lift just about anybody's spirit. And last week, you know, I was on a vacation on this tiny tropical island called Bonaire. It is 60 miles north of the Venezuelan coast, and it's 80 degrees every day, and the water temperature is 80 degrees every day, and it doesn't rain much, and when it does rain, it stops, and it's just beautiful. And every day that I was there, I either snorkeled or scuba dived, and some days I did both, most days I did, and I saw some pretty awesome sights, like you saw there. I saw a flounder as it swam on the ocean floor. Just going along there early in the morning, I got into the water, and there it was swimming along, and they're hard to see sometimes. And I saw this hunting, it's called a flounder. I'll tell you where you can see them. Okay, it's in there, it's in the sermon there. I saw a hunting octopus, and that's, here it was. It was really only about that long, his head about that big around, and I was going in the water for a snorkel, and I would just kick, and that was kind of like my workout for the day. I decided, New Year's resolution, I'm back to working out. And so I got in the water, and no sooner had I stuck my mask in the water, so 3 seconds after getting in the water, and I see an octopus. And so I did not work out. All I did was follow it with the camera for a half an hour. Just followed it as it went from rock to rock, and it would swim, and then it would sort of like go around the rock and suck things out there, and it would stick its tentacle inside little holes in the rocks and get food out, and I just followed it for a whole bunch of time. And then another time I saw a slow-moving turtle. Slow-moving is relative. Here I was here and the turtle was over there by about that window. And I was just with my mother-in-law scuba diving and I said, I've got to go get pictures of that. And so I took off, bam, as fast as I could go underwater. And I caught up to the turtle and it didn't swim away from me. It started swimming even closer, and so I took pictures of it. Took a whole bunch of pictures where the head is out of the frame because I was just going mad, like, I'm close to a turtle. It's right there, and I'm taking pictures. And I got, I think, one good picture of all the turtle ones, but all you need is one, right? I saw a hovering squid, which you don't see too often. We have, you ever gone to a restaurant and eaten calamari? Yeah, that's squid. And I saw one that was about that big, and it just sat there for about 10 minutes. It was the end of a dive, and we just sat there and took pictures of it. And when you get too close, it would move really slowly away, just kind of like not a firefly, like a hummingbird, just moving really far, really slow. Just amazing. And then I saw a spotted eagle ray, which was the coolest thing of the whole vacation, because you never see those. And we'd gone to one dive site because we'd heard you'd see them, and we got there and no eagle rays. Then we went to this other dive site that's kind of junkier, it's supposed to be. I mean, there's not much there. And there's where we saw the spotted eagle ray, just swimming along. And you saw pictures of that, too. And these sites, maybe it's not for you, but these sites, these underwater sites, are amazing. And I kept an online journal every day, so you can go to my blog. You know what a blog is, right? I've talked about it before. If you use the web, the website, there's lots of different websites that'll get you there, but the easiest one to remember is givingupchurchforlent.com. If you go to givingupchurchforlent.com, because I started really writing in this blog a lot when I took a sabbatical 1 year during the time of Lent. And so givingupchurchforlent.com is still active. It doesn't say that when it's up there, but you can look for the Bonaire entries and see pictures there. And then we made a family webpage at moorefamilyweb.com, and you can see all the best pictures that we took there. So there, Stevie, that's where you want to go to see all the pictures, right on your own computer. And I didn't make them the super high quality. Well, then after church, I'll just set up the computer in my office, and you can just look at it during coffee hour. Okay, there you go. What I experienced on the trip, especially on the snorkels and the scuba diving, can really only be described with a sense of, wow, this is so marvelous. And I still can't help but wonder out loud how much goodness and feelings of awe can one person experience. And I think that's when vacations turn out that way. It's just marvelous. I know that they don't always, and life doesn't turn out that way, but at least in those moments, I thought, how much goodness and feelings of awe can one person experience? one of the divers told me of the diver's verse in Psalms. Here it is. Psalm 127:24. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. I see that on t-shirts down there and everything. And so if you like to scuba dive and you like Bible stuff, you can put them both together. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. Now, while I was there, it was awe-inspiring, but it was also bittersweet because I thought a whole lot about my father-in-law, Joe, because we were in Bonaire, where he would dive. We were staying at his house, or it's a condominium where he and Marianne own it, and now Marianne owns it, my mother-in-law. But I thought of him every time I'd go into the water because I can see him walking, you know, with his mask on. He'd always put the mask on before he'd go into the water. And then while we're in the water, we were taking the pictures. My father-in-law taught us how to take pictures from that right angle kind of below. And I'd forget, but Cassie was taking most of the pictures anyway. But every picture I saw, it seemed to be a recreation of a picture that Joe had taken. And then we went to one dive site and we scattered ashes there. And then we got out on a boat and went over the reef right in front of the resort where we were staying and scattered ashes on the water. So thinking of my father-in-law was just woven through the entire time. And while it was an awe-inspiring memory, it was also bittersweet because you got moved to tears on several occasions just because you thought, he's not going to be here anymore, and look at all of the beauty that we're seeing. Look at how wonderful this trip is, and we miss him. Psalm 130, verses 1 and 2. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. The range of emotions in the Psalms are awesome. I mean, there is joy beyond joy, and there's sorrow beyond sorrow. And there's not a whole lot of, oh, everything's just fine. I mean, it's just powerful emotions. It's such a powerful range. And the experience of the psalmist in this week's reading from Psalm 139, it's not related to a wonderful or a bittersweet experience on a tropical island, but it's one that I think is inspired by a wow moment. And I think that it expresses, from the writer's perspective, this writer wondering out loud how awesome God's creation is and how awesome God's care for each of us is. I think it wonders out loud how vast God's thoughts are, yet how in the hugeness that is God, there's room for something personal, something intimate between the psalmist and God. And I recognize that this is the reflections of a person writing and their experience with God and doesn't necessarily reflect every person's experience. But the psalms with all of their emotions and this psalm saying that, God, you are too great for me to even fathom. Your thoughts are beyond anything. Yet you love me. Yet you have made me fearfully and wonderfully. Psalm 139, the first part of chapter 4, or verse 14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Some people, when they go scuba diving, or when they think of scuba diving, are in fear. They say, you know what, I can't. I can't go. I get claustrophobia. I wouldn't be able to breathe down there. I wouldn't be able to equalize my ears. I don't want to try that. And they respond to diving with fear. But this fear, at least in here, that you made me fearfully and wonderfully, it isn't that kind of fear. It's more of, God, you made me awesomely. Like, you know, you made me awesome, God, dude. You know, like that. Or, like, you created me to be totally awesome. Oh, my God. You know, like that. Thank you for letting me do my Bill and Ted impersonation and my Valley Girl impersonation there. I'll go back to being normal just for a little bit. Awesomely and wonderfully made. Instead of fearfully, because sometimes that has that connotation of, you know, fear like that. It's fear as in respect, fear as in awe. Awesomely and wonderfully made. And can you imagine if we believed that, if our experience like the psalmist said, God, you have made me awesomely and wonderfully, and we took that and expanded it to say, God, you have made everybody and everything awesomely and wonderfully. Can you imagine a nation and a world inspired to live as if everyone else mattered that way? Can we dare to hope for the impossible to happen? The end of religious and racial and class and orientation and gender hatred that is so prevalent in our world. Every person being awesomely and wonderfully made. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was born January 15th, 1929, 90 years ago this week. It's been 42 years since he was assassinated. Tomorrow is Martin Luther King Day all throughout the United States. Listen to some of these words that you have heard in countless recreations of his most famous speech, the I Have a Dream speech. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out to the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream that one day every valley will be exalted and every hill and mountain shall be made low, and the rough places will be made plain and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. God has made each person precious, awesome, wonderful. God has made our planet precious, awesome, wonderful. What if we believed that? And I don't mean just mean believed it like, oh, it's true, but I mean we really internalized that. And we treated people, and we treated animals, we treated all of nature in that way, saying God has created this to be awesome, precious, and wonderful. We're closer now to the dream of Reverend Martin Luther King than we were 42 years ago. But his dream that really inspired great strides forward in civil rights, it wasn't the original dream, was it? I mean, he was just communicating a dream that had been around since the beginning. It's written all through the Bible. Psalm 127, 24. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works of the deep. Wondrous works in the deep. God of all nature. God who created nature precious, awesome, wonderful. Psalm 130, 1 and 2. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. God created us with all of our emotions and does pay heed to the voice of our supplications. God hears our voice. God hears our cries. God has made us precious and treats us as precious. Galatians 3:28, there is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Every single person, no matter what the race, the class, the orientation, the gender, the religion, is precious, is awesome, is wonderful, created by God and a child of God. Psalm 139, 14, the first part. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's pray. Oh God, we thank you for all of creation. We thank you that you have made each person wonderfully, precious, and awesome. Help us to truly believe that, to truly live our lives, treating one another with the love and the dignity, the respect that you have created us to give and to receive. Help us to treat our world with the love, the dignity, and the respect that you've created all to receive. Amen.